Attention, all curious minds, innovators, and trendsetters. It's time to pause, lean in, and get ready for an extraordinary journey as we dive deep into the fascinating realms of life, technology, entertainment, and business. Let's explore, learn, and grow together. Brace yourselves, for the next thrilling episodes of Hit Their Talks is about to take off. Counting down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
Hi everyone, Zoltan here. We're back again with Hip to Talks and sticking to one of our favorite subjects, which is the Web3 space, the decentralized space of the world. And today I have Colin Tilson from PowerPod, all the way down from Australia, joining us. So Colin, nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Like Zoltan just said, I'm Colin Tilson. I'm working with PowerPod right now. And our main takeaway or our main push right now is trying to make a decentralized electric vehicle charging station and charging, well, pod that can be shared freely across the entire network so that we can help push a decentralized solution and also just a greener, more sustainable Earth. So everyone's happy at the end of it. Because who doesn't love a greener and more sustainable Earth?
All right. Yeah, we all do. So before we dive into the questions, we have this habit of asking our guests to share a few words about themselves in their own words. So Colin, just say a few words to the audience about you and just a couple of things you maybe did not mention about PowerPod already.
Well, got to think for a moment here. But I'd say I've completed a degree in engineering. And I had a bit of trouble finding work, but then Jenny reached out to me one day, who's my direct manager, and she's like, hey, you know, I saw that like you wanted to help build a more sustainable future and we've got a new product coming along. And I said, oh, sweet, let's take a look. And I took a look, I was impressed, and they said, yep, this is good. So while I wasn't really offered the position as an engineer, I'm still fine with where I am because I do believe in this product. I do think it'll really help in the future. Right now, we are in the final product testing stage. So pretty soon, as in within the next 2 months, we should have a pre-sale and then proper shipping towards Europe and North America, our two first continents. So look out for that soon.
All right. So definitely our listeners and viewers need to pay attention to this. So Colin, could you start by telling us about the inception of PowerPod and the motivation behind building a decentralized physical infrastructure network, we all call it, and now people have learned it on our podcast Deepin for electric vehicle charging?
It's actually kind of funny because how PowerPod came to be was like just a really simple problem. One of the founders, he lives in New York, which as you know, is quite an old city, such as like Paris or like Berlin, they're all old cities. And because of that, there's not a lot of modern infrastructure just due to heritage sites. And he was driving around in his vehicle. I'm not sure which electric car it is, but it was one of them. And he was driving around and he was looking and looking. He couldn't find a parking spot. He couldn't find a charging station. He couldn't find anything. And he just got so fed up with day in, day out, having to like look, go out of his way to find a charging spot, then out of his way to find a parking spot. He just went, you know what? Forget this. You know, I'm going to fix this myself. And so that's sort of where PowerPod came to be, first of all, because someone just grew tired of there not being an easily accessible charging station for electric vehicle owners. And some electric vehicle owners, I do know, use charging stations as also a parking space, because if it's a big city, parking is a premium. You might as well grab what you can. So that was where it was really born. And our main idea with decentralization, or why we chose this method, is because we find that a lot of centralized charging, such as ChargePoint, the Tesla superchargers, they have their own little premium ecosystem inside them, but they have huge profit margins. We're talking 30%, 40%, 50%, which is crazy. Imagine going to a BP or a gas station and having to pay 50% extra just because they're the only one around. Like that's crazy. You know, no one wants to do that. And so we're going for a more decentralized route to just reduce that profit margin, because it's just better for everyone. If the common gas user would see like they had to pay 50% extra just to use their vehicle, they don't want to do it. But if they see that there's a freely available charging station at any point in their city for only 5% extra, it might make them think that, oh, maybe an electric vehicle is perfectly viable right now. And we're hoping that infrastructure and that idea can just grow and go and adopt and snowball, and then we'll have a charging revolution by the end of it.
All right. So yeah, fingers crossed. This sounds very exciting.
Fingers crossed.
All right. So how does Peak's blockchain serve as the backbone for PowerPod's infrastructure? And what made you guys choose Peak as the ideal platform of your choice?
I'll have to disagree with you a little bit. I wouldn't say Peak is the backbone. We love what Peak is doing. We really appreciate what you're doing. But the main thing we want is we just want to improve user experience everywhere and increase collaboration opportunities. So we're really hoping that with the Peak network, we can engage across a lot of different communities. And then overall, as we engage with these communities, just provide better user experience across these different ecosystems. And we can base it off the already established Peak infrastructure.
Yeah.
And then once we like get all these different ecosystems and community together, we can have a really cohesive and integrated network by the end of it that'll just help everybody and all the users. Because at the end of the day, it's really just about user experience. If a user experience is poor, no one wants to use the product. And you can't just do that with a couple of DApp projects. We really need the whole host of tools, a whole host of applications that Peak can provide. And eventually, just influence all these communities together to one large ecosystem that can help everyone at the end of the day.
All right. It's very, very interesting that we did a lot of podcasts with companies that signed up with Peak, and it's nice to see them grow so steadily and attracting companies like yours. So what are the key advantages of decentralizing electric vehicle charging infrastructure, and how does PowerPod aim to overcome the challenges associated with this?
I'd say Deepin by itself is just going to, the adoption for blockchain will grow as Deepin itself grows. It's not an overnight thing. We're not expecting this to happen within 2 days, 2 months, not even 2 years. But getting on early would really help out and really just push that adoption. Because we're looking for scalability, interoperability, sustainability, and just re-energizing and improving the infrastructure development and management in general. We're not trying to be a new thing. One of the founders, he quoted it as Airbnb to hotels is what we're trying to push. We're not trying to compete directly with centralized big companies. We're just offering a different experience that provides the exact same product. And no companies have the exact same standard between them. If you go to ChargePoint, they're going to have a completely different set to a Tesla supercharger. There is no interchangeability. We want to overcome that and have a unified standard between all ecosystems. So that way, if someone who's less informed buys an electric vehicle, they don't have to worry about finding a specific charge that could be 30 kilometers away from them just because all the chargers around them aren't available. That's what we really want to do. It's just overcome all those, I'm wording this badly, but we really just want to unify all the ecosystem together so that it's just a more cohesive unit or more cohesive community at the end of the day.
All right. So you guys have a token reward system at PowerPod. So could you elaborate on this token reward system that serves PowerPod users, and how does it work, and what incentives does it provide for electric vehicle owners and users of the network?
So there's two main tokens within our network. You have the PT and the PPD. You get PT by charging, charging others at your own self-made charging station and sharing your power pod. Because our idea is that this power pod or our hardware is freely shareable between the community. So by sharing your own power pod across the community, you actually earn extra PT by doing that and allowing others to use it. When you gain PT, you use your PT to access PPD. PPD is gained through auction pools and a similar POW mechanism to Bitcoin, with the admission rates decreasing every 4 years. So I believe it's twice a day or twice a week, one of those two figures, I'll have to double check. The auction pools open, and then the specific user can decide how much PT they enter. If someone uses their PowerPod a lot, they could enter 2000 PT and get a high amount of PPD. If it's a cheaper day and not as many users are going, they could only enter 100 and still get a good amount of PPD. With other miners, they can sometimes charge up to 10% profit. And we're really not seeking that. We're really hoping that the community can own PT passively just by using our product. With PPD, there are two main things for it. You can directly sell PPD for cash if you do just want a money incentive. However, you can also stake PPD within the ecosystem itself to become a larger partner of PowerPod. So we're going to have like community polls and community discussions. And those who stake a greater amount of PPD and a greater amount of profit within the community polls and what we want to do, they can then become better partners and help influence how they want the company to shape up, which kind of ties back into our two main slogans, charge to save, which we can, each individual user controls the profit margin. So they save money and also can lower the price compared to the average centralized network. And charge to earn, which is exchanging your PPD for greater influence and money if that's what you're seeking.
All right. So PowerPod is working on hardware devices like smart chargers, right? Like smart charger adapters and travel adapters, as I understood from the press releases and from the website. So could you discuss how these devices contribute to the user experience, maybe talk about efficiency, pricing, and also about the community culture?
Well, by the hardware... We might have to retake this one because I'm just having some trouble visualizing this. It's mainly just by sharing the hardware across the community and having it freely accessible to anyone in the community, we can help increase the efficiency, because there's nothing worse than going to like a charging station and then finding out that someone broke it, it's down for maintenance, it's been disconnected by the city for whatever reason. You know, that's not a good thing. So through like these smart chargers and these travel adapters and all that sort of stuff, that would just increase the efficiency in general. Because say you go to a centralized charge point station and it's down for whatever reason, you can then look at your DApp and you can see, there is a user who has a charging station only 2 kilometers away north. And that has, say, a 4.5-star rating, or we see it's currently being used, so I know it's working. So they'll go use that. Or if a user has a PowerPod and they're sharing it amongst the community and it's broken or it's not working, then obviously the next person who uses it will hopefully say that, hey, this PowerPod is broken, it can't be used anymore. So no one will pick it up again. And that can be sent back for repairs or can be sold for whatever reason. And so really hoping that by the end of it, of course, at the start of any big network like this, there's going to be some hiccups. There'll be some slight bumps in the road where the community doesn't all work together, or perhaps like a big glitch happens in the DApp and then it doesn't properly display things. But by the end of it, we're hoping that anytime a charging station or a charging adapter itself breaks or is inoperable, the community can come together and say, this is no longer working, it needs to be repaired. And therefore we can reroute everybody or resend everybody to other stations or other pods, and then just improve efficiency and improve community in general so that the user experience stays good.
All right. Thank you. So how important is the community in the PowerPod ecosystem, and what strategies are you guys employing to build and maintain an active, engaged community?
Number one, It's one thing I could confidently say. Everything that we do at this moment in PowerPod, we are focusing the most on community and user experience. Our community, and without good user experience, our product will never ship out. And if you have two identical products for the average population, they're going to choose the ones that are cheaper and a better user experience. Sometimes even people will choose the one that are more expensive just because it has a better user experience. So we're really pushing for user experience. If we have poor user experience, then no one wants to use our product. If it takes you 5 minutes to open the app just to figure out where you can charge your station, just to figure out what power pods are currently available, no one wants to use it because no one wants to sit around and plan a road trip just to charge up their vehicle when they can instead go to somewhere they know is established and charge it right there. No one wants to do that. And so we're going to keep maintained and just engage in the community itself. If the community wants to suddenly like say, we want to remove the power pod adapters in total and just have charging stations, then obviously that'll be a mix up. We'll have a bit of trouble with that. But we want to push and help the community itself, because a bad community or an unhappy community will go back to the wider public and they say, don't use this product. Don't use these electric vehicles. I had a terrible time with this. We'll have a terrible time with this. And then the electric vehicle revolution will be pushed back further and further and further until we just can't get it off the ground at all.
All right. So are there any upcoming features or developments within the PowerPod that you're particularly excited about? And how will this innovation enhance the platform?
There are a few hardware innovations that are coming up. I can't say too much about it. I was specifically told by my bosses, they said, no, don't give out too much information. But there is some really exciting hardware. Right now, we're focusing, like I said, on mainly keeping the core PowerPod adapter and charge stations ready to send out. If those aren't sent out well, it's not going to go well. But in the future, a couple years down the line, we're hoping to make a backup service for a vehicle-to-vehicle charger. So for instance, say halfway through a road trip across Europe, you're not near any charging station, so you can't push your car, and you call up, say, an insurance company or someone else in the community who has this charger, they can pull up in their fully charged electric vehicle and then use that electric vehicle to charge up yours. Similar in that vein, we have other adapters in the works that can be used to charge up other things, such as your batteries and your just personal devices, and lamps at campsites, just to use your electric vehicle as almost like its own battery. I mean, it has the batteries in there. Why not create the hardware to use the batteries if you're not going to be using the entire charge?
All right.
So I'd say I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah. Too bad you cannot give out too many information about it. All right.
They'll be very upset if I give out too much.
So if someone wants to get involved with PowerPop, how do they get started? That's probably the questions our audience is asking right now.
There's three main ways to get involved. The first and easiest main way is just to follow our Twitter. Our Twitter is where we post regular updates, regular news, and just our Twitter is really the first and fastest main way. The second fastest main way is that we have a Telegram channel or a Telegram group, whichever one you want to call it, and that has regular community involvement with people talking about it, people excited for that sort of stuff. That's another way to get involved with the community early on. A more direct way would be our website itself. On our website, we give out advertisements for upcoming release dates for products, news, and other such hardware innovations. And also where we post links to our Medium articles we put out weekly so that you can know more about it. And if you want to get involved in PowerPod, I'd really say the best time is right now, because like I said, within 2 months, we're going to be shipping out our hardware. Within the month, we're going to be having our pre-sale page coming up. And if you're an early adopter, you get a discount. So I have to say. So keep following our Twitter, join our Telegram channel, and just look out for that pre-sale page so you have a definitive idea when it's coming and you'll know when we're able to bring it out to the community itself.
All right, so you heard it, guys. So, Colin, my last question to you is about the future. And how do you see PowerPod and decentralized electric vehicle charging networking networks evolving? And what impact do you personally hope to have on the future? And of course, the mobility and sustainability.
Well, as is the course of every company, we hope to have a positive impact on the future and sustainability. At the core of it, we want to provide a greener, more sustainable world for everybody, where we can move away from more harmful fuels and just make it easier for everybody at the end of the day. But PowerPod does have plans beyond just the electric vehicle market. That is our focus, but in the future. Right now, we're trying to integrate charging infrastructure within electric vehicles. However, after that, that's our current phase. Our next phase, we're going to be looking into building a more integrated energy storage network. And then after that, we're going to be looking into more photovoltaic energy, improving solar panels, improving the grid, you know, improving like just energy to your houses, which can then be used to charge your vehicles or vehicles to houses if you have a deficit of somewhere. And we're really hoping that PowerPod will be able to leverage DPIN to just connect global electric vehicles, global charging stations, solar panels, energy storage into one big unified network, so that the charging can go into storage, the storage can go into grid, and the grid can go back in charging. So it makes this great, just almost circle of life at the end, that's just in this fantastic little network that just always seems to work. And it's part of the reason why we chose DPIN, honestly, with this sort of stuff, is so that it's community owned and publicly verifiable. So at any point, if you want to see where your transactions are, if you want to see where we're putting our focus, where we're like, where all of our, you know, just all of our brain power is going towards, you can see, it's all transparent. You can see, oh, look, it has a lower cost now because of so and so reasons. We have, you know, our efficiency has gone down due to, let's say there was a product failure and we can now see that there's an efficiency gone down. So we're going to improve that and everybody will be happy with that. And then after we have everything connected up together, it'll just go to faster adoption because everyone will want to join. You know, some people want to join early, but others just want to join when it's already out and fully integrated. When it's fully integrated, we'll have a nice fast adoption that everybody would be able to join easily.
All right. So thank you so much for your time. I'll let you get back to all the things that you are now doing and most probably going to bed in Australia because it's pretty late down there.
It is a little bit late, but, you know, I can't stop the sun. The sun rotates at its own angle.
Exactly. All right. So thank you so much, Colin, for joining us. And thank you for our audience for sticking around. I hope you learned more today about PowerPod, and make sure to look up these guys. It's changing the world. So thank you for joining us, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. Lovely to meet you, bro.
And right. That's a wrap for this section of Hit Their Talks. Thank you for being a part of our journey today. Don't forget to tune in next week for more insights and discussions. Stay connected with us on Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and more. Until then, keep exploring and keep growing. We'll see you next time.